I think what sets my brand apart for something to be a disruptor is that I lead with empowerment. My brand, we stand up on empowering people to have choices in whatever products they choose to purchase, right? Because especially for when we have not always had choices on what has been offered to us that's going to be, you know, vegan, eco-friendly, all those things. When I'm real quick about, oh, I'm going to do a 90-day contract, you got to pay. No, so you have to know how to advocate for yourself to not get duped, right? And ask for references. I don't want just your Instagram post. I need five. I'm telling y'all, get five references. And you ask that reference to send their work to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody is not legit. So you need to make sure you hire the right people. But, and give yourself time to add those people to your roster. And get NDAs, non-compete. Make sure your paperwork is tight. You can't, because you don't want anybody taking your information and giving it to the world and things like that. So,
welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get authentic answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. Join me every week as me and my special guest reveal the keys to longevity and success in the beauty industry, from the ups and downs of their journey to the nitty-gritty of their struggles and triumphs. We're spilling the tea on it all, and most importantly, having fun while doing it. You ready? Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty here, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I'm so happy to have you here, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. Now, on today's episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast, I had the pleasure of welcoming Larencia Burt, who is the founder and CEO of the Glowworthy body care line, Brooklyn Sky Collection. So welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, Larencia.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Akri, for having me on this wonderful evening and right before Thanksgiving week. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
I know that's right. I'm over here preparing myself. Like, I kind of been like locked in. I haven't even been out the house in 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I've kind of been like locked in, trying to get everything done, and just been on the computer, trying to bang out some Black Friday stuff myself. So.
Yes, it's real.
It's very real. Well, before we jump into our chat, I would love to start off with some icebreaker questions to get us warmed up, and so the Friends and Beauty audience can get to know you outside of what you do for your brand.
All right.
So the first one, just give us three random facts about you.
I don't want to sound so cliche, but I am a mother, proud mother, and a wife, and a very loyal friend.
Okay. A mother, wife, and very loyal friend. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. So if you had to sing karaoke, like what song would you pick? Like what is like your go-to song for karaoke?
Anything Beyonce.
Okay.
As you see my Tasha Fierce here right now. And I was literally listening to Beyonce.
Getting ready
this morning. Yeah. So, and even though I'm very much married, but when Single Ladies came on, I don't know why I felt like I need to just do the whole at 5:30 in the morning. But yes. Anything Beyonce, I feel like I'm gonna tap in.
I love that. I've only done karaoke, I feel like twice, maybe. Like the first time I did it, I did Lauryn Hill, doo-wop that thing, because I know all the words.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute. That's cute. You made me think of something. New Edition too.
Ooh.
Yes, get the steps. I don't know, me and the steps, I got to get them. That's it. I just need my hat. I need a whole ensemble put together. I'm here. And then I drag my friends in and they're like, no.
I love it. Well, yes. I have these things called pod decks, and this is a would you rather and a what the heck. They have like random questions in them. We'll have some fun. Which one do you want?
Oh, you said would you rather or would you?
Yeah, would you rather and what the heck?
Girl, I hope I don't cuss. What the heck? Let's go with it.
Yeah, because sometimes they're good questions, and sometimes it's like, oh my God, who made this up? Oh, I had this one before. This is cute. This is a cute one. It's nothing scary.
Okay.
So when you were a kid, did you have any posters on your wall? If so, what?
Yes, New Edition. And I'm telling my age now. You talking about posters. It was New Edition and the Boys. I'm really okay. telling everybody. I don't know who that is. Look, bro.
I've heard of the boys, but I can't say I know like a song off the top
them.
Of my head.
I actually met them. I used to live in California for a while when I was a child. And I literally ran into them in a store. So you got to see a lot of, yeah, that was exciting.
Nice. I'll be telling my age if I tell the posters I had. Because I had that card before and I said I had like Immature. That's what, before they were IMX, Immature. Who else? I'm like little boy, Sammy. I definitely had like a Lauryn Hill poster. I had the Miss Education poster. So Beyonce, well, Destiny's Child and stuff like that too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was in college.
I love it. I love it. What do people always tell you that you're good at aside from what you do professionally?
I think what I do, I think it's just, I facilitate. They call me the mother. I'm always, always try to be, like I said, loyalty is very important to me. So I always try to give that back authentically, but also just being there for someone. I feel like I'm never a person that I'm too big to do anything. That's just how I was raised. So always just being there and being supportive physically or emotionally, I'm just there. So
yeah, I love that. And that's like a common thing I'm finding amongst like business people and stuff. It's like just that caring and just always being there for people. It's like a quality it seems like a lot of people have when they're in business as well.
You know, I think you have to have, because how do you, in business, well, I think in life, you need to have a sense of community. And so professionally, I don't even know if I shared that with you guys. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I've been doing 22 years. So my life has been community service in that way. So, yeah.
But that's
a point fact, you know. Yeah. Now when I think about it, yeah, a lot of business people, they're very involved and loving and want to see people win because they know how difficult it is to get to where you need to be, you know, and you have to have support.
Absolutely. I agree. Oh my gosh. When is the last time?
You're like, oh Lord.
No, seriously, it's so important. Like community is everything. That's how I started Friends in Beauty, just because the community aspect I felt like was missing and the support that people needed on a constant basis. So I get it.
Yes.
I get it. So the next one is, when is the last time that you did something for the first time? Any new experiences?
It was the last time I did something for the first time. Oh, I know I did something because it was recent. Oh, what was it? It's probably something with my daughter. She always had me. She's 7.
Okay.
So life is new to her. And so I'm just like, what in the world you have me doing? What was it? I can't remember because she keeps me quite busy.
Yeah.
But it probably was doing because she loves beauty stuff too.
Okay.
So we were either making something, creating something, in that realm of cooking something. She gonna have me doing something, trust me.
That's cute.
But yeah,
is she trying to be like a YouTuber and stuff like that?
She does.
The kids love this stuff
and she's good. That's what's scary. I'm like, and I told her I would I gotta see how to set it up for a minor, but she's really good actually. And that's who the brand is named after, Brooklyn Sky. Her name is Brooklyn Skylar. So that's my baby, my rainbow baby. That's why we have this. That's our flagship product.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll see her on YouTube or somebody's platform soon.
Yeah, she will bust up in here if I ain't close the door, but yeah.
I love that. So the last one, if you weren't the CEO of Brooklyn Sky Collection, is there anything else you could see yourself doing other than social work and, you know?
Oh, that is a great, great question. What I wanted to, well, I always loved being always wanted to be in the beauty industry. But my mother was sick a lot and then she passed shortly after I graduated college. Mm-hmm. So what my goal was initially, I wanted to be a professional dancer. So let me clear that up. And be in the industry modeling, I did things like that back in the day.
Uh-huh.
But I knew I needed to kind of step in and help my mom. And so it was still there. And that's probably why I'm kind of like kicking it in full gear now.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be in this type of kind of realm, but just didn't have the time, you know, to do that. I had to have more other things. I had to take care of my siblings and things like that. So But here we are, honey, and I'm popping out, baby, with purple hair and everything. It just ain't colored yet.
Oh, you got purple hair?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yes, it's purple, like a very light lavender. I had to grow it back out, but now we're about to color back.
That is cute. So you don't get into any like pushback professionally, like with your job and having purple hair?
No,
I know
I do
that's right.
not. And so, the beauty of, I can't say where I work, but I work for the government currently, but I'm working to transition out. That's why I'm working so hard now on the business. But yes, I love that you have to, I work with different type of clientele, so you have to meet people where they are. And I love that the staff that I work with, we're so embracing of everyone. People have tattoos. I think things have just changed
Yeah.
culturally within business. It'd be some higher ups with tattoos. They may kind of discreetly, try to cover them, but they're there. They have different color hair. They got the nails going. So it's a different vibe compared to 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So people, they love it, honey. And I come through with it. And I may
That's
put some lashes on. I could get on lash lip.
Ooh, I love it. I love that. I always wanted like pink hair for a long time. Like when I was
Yes.
younger, I wanted to do pink, but I was like, nah, it didn't work out. I didn't do it right.
You got to find the right, I hear you. The right shade is important. Like my daughter's hair now is in braids. It's like a mermaid color. I'm just, my mother was always open to like color your hair. I think my hair was like your color when I was a teenager. It was like the reddish color. I always embraced it's fun to change it up. Wig, straight, natural, do it all.
I love that. Yes. So tell us about Brooklyn Sky, because I saw that you did you have a like a viral moment on TikTok?
I did earlier this year with Mama Todd, and so that was crazy.
Tell us about that. I want to know.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, so I literally prayed to God, said, only they can show it or not show. I had no thought that she would even respond, to be honest with you.
You said who
When I
responded?
Mama Todd, she has like 12.1 million followers on TikTok. Insane.
What?
Yes. And so it happened in February because I was out of town with my family, and I got this DM, and girl, I'm still learning how to do TikTok. That's what the old people call TikTok. And I was like, "Who is this?" And they was like, "Is this you?" And I was like, because I didn't remember. It had been like over a month or so. And then they said, "Okay," I said, "Yes." And I was like, "Okay, who? Let me look and see who this is." And not within like 10 minutes, my phone was jumping with sales. I was like, what the? And it kept
Wow.
going and going and going and go. I didn't even have all the products.
I was going to ask you, were you prepared for that? Like,
No,
did
I
you
was
prepare at
not.
all?
I was not. I had to shut it down. To the next, I said, okay, Lord, thank you for this blessing. I said, you really changed my life because you opened me up to like so many, your whole village of 12.1. I mean, people, they were just, the response was so overwhelming. But I was like so grateful, so appreciative. It took me a month to mail those packages.
Hey, at least they got them.
They did. But that was an aha moment because I was literally, and this is for business owners too, or people who are aspiring to go into business. I literally prayed to God that January. I said, Lord, if this math ain't mathing, something got to change because it's not. I know what my why is and why I want to create legacy and build for my community. But I said, if this is not the journey, the path I need to be on, I may pivot to something else. And that was a reminder, if my website wasn't where it's supposed to be, that's a whole nother story when you work with people. And the people didn't care. They just bought and they supported and it championed me on it. So that gave me aha moment, like keep going. Keep going. You have something here. And so, I really like put the gas, push the gas on everything full throttle with that. And there's so many other opportunities are still like unfolding, which is crazy.
It's like a snowball effect, like obviously.
It is. It is
How long were
because
you in business before that happened?
so for the skincare part, I don't even know if I was 2 years, maybe a year and a few months,
Okay.
because I had started a day spa a year prior to that, and that really wasn't doing what I need to do. But then that's how the skincare line kind of branched from there, because I made a product for a friend of mine. Her followers, when she went live, they love it. They said, where can we get the product? I wouldn't even think about doing no products. Yeah. I was trying to do services. I was working to my esthetician license, and that's what we're doing.
Got you.
And here come this new opportunity that just kind of took our wings and kept going. And so here we are, you know, 2.5 years later. And so I've done Essence. I did an Essence pop-up shop. I went on Tali Wajid. I've done Cause of Prop. Like, I've been in the rooms. I just did a Forbes event. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Forbes. With Forbes. Yes. Yes, Forbes, yo. And I'm like, I'm just talking to people, and I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. And to come to find out, the person is over Forbes, 30 over 30. I'm sitting next to her. Guess what I had in my bag, my product. She said, you got it on? I said, I sure do.
Want
to try? Can I record? Like, you have to be ready. And so even when things don't look like they're making any progress, it is. Somebody's watching. Somebody's going to circle back around. And so just try to keep a great support around you to keep you motivated and push you. So, yeah.
Yes, I love that. So with the TikTok thing, like how active were you on TikTok? Like how consistent were you before that happened? So what did she do? Did she just mention the product, or she actually like had it and tried it?
She had the product. Yeah. So I sent it to her
because
she has this thing where you can send, you know, products to her. I had no idea if she would even, you know, act just like magic. 12.1 million followers. What am I, a nanosecond out of, a nano percentage out of that? Her review was, it was like 3 minutes. The way she made you fall in love with me and the product. And I was just like,
wow,
this is amazing. And so, and she said, I'll tell you the truth. If it's not good, if it's good, it's not. Telling, I think what I sent her at that time was the Unicorn Dreams, which you'll see here in the background, the body butter and the Chase Me Honey body butter. And honey, baby, she was like, oh, damn. Oh, this is amazing. Oh, my, I just want to eat it.
Oh, is that the lady that you have on your website with the accent? She has like a real strong country accent.
Yes.
Yeah, she did that review.
She did that. She did that. We can't even front with that one. So, I mean, it was just, no, I was not active like I should have been on TikTok, but now I will be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm transitioning to that. Social media is hard.
It is. And like keeping up with the new platforms, because like I always joke and tell people, anytime my iPhone is like, oh, your storage is full, TikTok is the first thing I delete. I'm like, I'm not even using this thing. Like, delete. So I don't even have TikTok on my phone right now, but I always be trying.
You need to get it back. They're really trying to push. Kudos to TikTok. If you see me, TikTok land, I actually have a meeting with representative on Friday. First of all, you can't get nobody on the phone with TikTok. It's like imaginary people. Mm-hmm. But they're really trying to push Black brands. And when I got the email, at first I thought it was a spam. I said, oh, this is really them.
Right.
We really want to see you succeed. We want to go. I was like, whoa, okay, this is amazing. Let's do this.
That's really cool.
On the TikTok, yes.
Yes. Was this your first like serious entrepreneurial journey?
Yes. Yes. You know, and I'm gonna keep it real too. So I tried doing lashes, criticisms.
I tried that too.
Before lashes were kind of, this is like 2013, 2014. I mean, it was kind of a thing, but not really like how it is
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it was not doing what I need to do. But, you know, that's a part of, you have to try to see what works or what doesn't work. But just being consistent is what I've learned. That's how you're going to get to the next level, because you got to give yourself some time. It's not going to, it may happen overnight or it may not, but you got to be ready when it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been pushing consistency. I'm actually about to do a a webinar on Friday about just mastering the art of consistency, because a lot of people struggle with that. They just get so discouraged, or I guess like the microwave society that we're in now, they just expect things to happen like that. But I'm like, no, you got to keep on doing this thing. Yeah, you got to build traction. You got to build that momentum, and people got to get used to seeing you and trusting you, that you're actually going to show up and do and say, you know, what you said you're going to do. So,
Yeah, you have to, you know, I'm learning all these different terms, right, in business. And you almost have to keep, like, you have a calendar, but you need to keep some type of, what do you call it, a CRM? I totally forgot.
Yeah.
But keeping yourself organized, too, so you can say, okay, I need to do this today, I need to do that today, and staying with that to keep yourself on track, especially because life throws these monkey wrenches at you all the time, but you have to stay accountable to yourself.
Hey, I have a serious question for you. You trust me, right? Yes? I heard you say yes, right? You heard them say yes, right? Okay, listen. If you said yes and you have a product or service-based business that you want to expose to a loyal and engaged audience, then consider letting me share your business here on the Friends of Beauty podcast. Studies have shown that podcast listeners tend to trust the host, making the advertising messages more authentic and credible. And my favorite part, which a lot of people don't know, is the longevity. Unlike traditional ads that have a limited lifespan and disappear after your budget has been exhausted, my podcast episodes are available indefinitely. This means that your ad will continue to reach new listeners long after the initial episode airs. And you already know my consistency is off the chain. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And as the Friends of Beauty podcast continues to grow, your brand will continue to reach a new audience. That's how it works here. So don't wait any longer. I want to expose your brand to my friends in beauty. All you have to do is click the link below with all of the details and we can make it happen. Anyways, let's go ahead and get back to the episode.
Because nobody else is going to do it.
So true.
So how I'm going to tell somebody else to do a job for me, I'll hire somebody, and I'm not even staying accountable to myself. They're looking at, you know what I mean? So like, you have to create your own roadmap and stay there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard. Just put a wig on like I did, honey. Put a wig on.
Hey, keep it moving. Keep it pushing.
Keep it moving. I'll put the good old hat, like I said, on here. I know I'm a mess.
Yes. So tell us exactly what kind of products you sell under the Brooklyn Sky collection.
So currently we have our wonderful body butters and our sugar scrubs. And we actually had an amazing meeting this week. So we are looking for expansion. And so that's why I was saying we have some things working. And 2024 is going to be lit. That's why I would say that. But what I pride myself on and what I'm trying to stick to as much as possible is to stick to something that's plant-based. 7 ingredients or less. To me, that's very important because my personal story is kind of why the name is Brooklyn Sky and the symbolization of the rainbow, because I had severe fertility issues. So I have an older child, but it was very difficult for us to get pregnant again. I had fibroids. It was just a lot going on. And what I've learned about, and then I had lost the baby right before her. I was pregnant. And so I thought I was just going to die and just go on, because that's horrific. But what I've learned through this journey about just learning how to take care of myself is so many products that are out there today that we use every day that have so many toxic ingredients. And especially for women, Black women, we're the highest maternal fetal death, right? And even for the women, we're being diagnosed with preeclampsia. We have all these other issues, gestational diabetes, all these things. And then even trying to get pregnant, we're using daily skincare sometimes that have all this stuff and we can't even pronounce it.
Right.
Talking about we vegan, but we still eat, we still put trash on our skin. That don't even make sense.
I get it.
You know, so it's just about, I've had to learn how to transition a lot of things and just starting with me, but also I want to empower my community. So we start off with the women's line, but we've branched out into men's line and also children's line. And so right now, I want to be, you know, Brooklyn's got to be a larger brand, household name, to where, you know, this is products for everyday people, everyday, but at an affordable price. And so that's kind of where we are with this. So we're very excited on meeting me we as me, where we're going with this. But, you know, 2024 is going to be lit. That's all I can say.
Yes, I love it. So how did the production come across? You just said, let me just make some body butters and I'm going to get in the kitchen to just start experimenting.
Girl. So I started off, like I was saying, I had the day spa for about a year. So I started off making a lavender CBD scrub and then a coffee sugar scrub. That's what I started with. And so I got really great reviews with that when I do pop-up shops. And so people are like, I really love this. They were giving me their feedback on how, you know, it, how their skin felt, how their skin looked, mm-hmm. you know, with the reducing of fine lines or with stretch marks, just elastic, you know, I'm a girl that got a little cellulite too. So I'm a thick girl, but my skin be popping. That's okay. What I tell people. So, you know, it's important that you hear back from your customers, good, bad, or indifferent. That's how you learn how to improve. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's kind of how I started, but creating, recreating, reassessing, working through the formulas to see what's a good fit and make sure that it's given the benefit what I stated it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So, I'm excited about that. It was a process. I got a lot of trials and error, trust me.
Yeah. But now you got it.
Mastered. I got it now.
But that's that consistency too. Like you got it, like you said, you gotta reassess, get feedback from the people, go back to the lab, do it again until you perfect the formula.
Yes. So I'm really happy where we are now with it. So yeah.
That's great. I know you got some really creative names. I saw that let that man go or something like that. You got something like that on your site.
What do I have on that? Oh, that's a good one. No, I don't have that one. I got
it was something that. Real like.
Oh, you talking about honey, I watched. Oh Lord.
It was
honey,
something I watched really the kids. I saw.
Oh. Well, I probably got. Did I take that one down? I had one up there. I had to take it down because it was. I don't know if I can cuss on here, but it was FAF. Oh, I can.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. Tell me. That's the one I'm talking about.
I know. Oh, so how can I say this?
You can just say it.
I can say it. Okay, let me just go and tell y'all. Y'all be like, oh my gosh, she's so real. I am. I'm just, this is me all day. So it's called Fuck Around and Find Out, right?
That's
and
what
so,
it
so I knew you was going with this. Okay, so with this particular name of this fragrance, right? Shout out to a local, it's a local body butter place. I went with my sorority sisters for like our anniversary thing. But this is what I do all day. But they were really excited. It was a great experience. And I love the lady, the owner who showed us a good time. So I was in there creating my own little fragrances. You had that, and I'm mixing. They look like, what in the world are you mixing? So I came with my own. So I was like, this is good. Everyone was like, how you make that? I said, look, I do this every day. This is mm-hmm. what I do. You got to play with stuff and know notes and things like that. But I got so many compliments. I didn't even, it was just my personal body butter I made. But people are like, where can I get this? Where can I? I said, let me go on and create something. But I didn't want to just name a generic name. I wanted to give it some kind of with some zhuzh to it.
Yeah.
And I was literally talking to one of my coworkers. And I was like, I got to come up with something crazy. And I literally saw that. And this is way before.
That video.
That's why I don't even know we can bring that out. I'm gonna let that one sit over there. And so, but it was a great time. I came up with the name before that even happened.
That's perfect.
And so I sold out of that one too. So I said, I may circle that one back around during the anniversary of that. Yeah. But she said, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's cute. But how do you come up with like curating the scents and like, yeah, just curating the different scents and stuff like that? You mentioned the notes and.
Yeah, so as far. This is probably really bad what I'm about to say, but I'm saying it anyway. I love things. I may not eat a lot of sweets, but I love that. I want something to wear, and I want my customers to experience. When you aesthetically, I want you to be like, "Oh, what is that?" But when you open up that jar, I want you to be like, "What is this?" This is the reactions I get, and that's it. Just drives me crazy when they do that. I love it. They're like, "I want to just eat this." Can you put, I mean, I've literally had people try to lick it. I said, guys, this is not mm-hmm. that kind of product. That's where I get my aha moment. I test my fragrances out on my family. I know they get sick and tired of me with these damn bottles, But strangers, I love to do like some guerrilla marketing, like, hey, you know, I just want to say, what do you think about this? Because people gonna be honest with you. They don't know who I am.
Right.
And then I'll kind of go into my backstory a little bit, but they give you your very honest opinion, because what I may like, the general public may not like. You know what I'm saying? So I play with a lot of different things. I love things that remind me of bakery. Cookies, cakes, candies.
Gotcha.
But what's strange is that, not strange, but different, because men, like I said, everything started with women. Men were like, where are my products? They're like, we don't wear this. Yeah. Where's my stuff? And so I literally had to come up with a product, and which came out the Midnight Bourbon. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But women started buying it. They said they were going to give it to their man, and then he never got it. They said, oh, no, this is for me.
You dipping into the man stuff now? Like, how do you dip into our stuff?
I had to. She said, yeah, I just said, but yes, true. So that now has pivoted to our number one bestseller, to where now I have a partnership with restaurants and a bakery.
Nice.
Like, the Midnight Bourbon has really opened up some doors. I had a partnership with, I have a partnership with Black Men Run. They have over like 15,000, 16,000 members. The different, like, it's, people love it. And so I was like, I'm on to something. This has legs, and we're running with it.
I love that. How do you keep up with how do you manage the production now as the business is continuing to grow?
That's a great point. So that's why I said I had an amazing meeting, because I can't be a one-woman show doing this. And I'll tell any entrepreneur, right, you may start it off, but you have to know your capacity, and you have to know your strong areas or areas where you need to hire out the right team. And so right now I'm working on a partnership with an amazing supply chain that can really captivate what I want to continue to get that same quality of product and things like that, and elevate it at high end, because I am looking to pitch to some stores. I'm going to leave it like that. But yeah, so right now, because of like the holiday season, we're doing pre-order. So I'll make sure everybody gets their orders in time for the holidays and stocking stuffers and things like that. So I'm making it more manageable for myself and more realistic for my customers too. Because trust me, they were like, where is this? Where's my product? I need this. I need that. And so I want to make sure I'm taking care of those people that's been riding with me from the beginning.
Yeah. So do you do all of the fulfillment yourself still?
I do.
Okay. Because I saw something recently. I was watching a girl's YouTube channel. I don't think they announced it yet, but I know Amazon is about to come out with their own, like, you don't have to sell it on Amazon, but they will like fulfill the orders for you and still offer people Prime. And it'll be able to be like, I don't know if you use Shopify, but they're going to connect it to Shopify so that if you run out of inventory on your own, then Amazon will fulfill it for you and like Prime it out to people. I saw it like maybe a month ago on this girl's YouTube channel.
Yeah, and you know, Amazon, I am a part of Amazon Black Business Accelerator Program. I got a lot going on.
That's good.
So, yeah, so Amazon, when I did post it, I sold out. I'm sold out of all my body butts on Amazon. I'm literally in mid-shift. When I leave here, I got to ship off like 300-something products plus some other stuff, yeah, to Amazon. So, yes, I am trying to use entrepreneurs. Use your resources.
Everything.
To help you to win, okay? Use your resources. So, yes, I think Shopify is coming up with something like that. We're working on the back end for that, because it is difficult, you know, trying to manage everything, because you want to make sure you take care of your clientele as well.
Yeah.
And yourself, so you don't burn out.
Yeah. So you said they have an accelerator program?
They do. So I'm a part of the Black Business Accelerator Program. I was a I work in healthcare, admitted, Lord. I was accepted in May, and it's been such an amazing journey. I've learned so much. They have put me in the rooms with the Amazon people. Like, I've met so many different people. The Forbes event, Forbes Black, meeting Forbes there, and different content creators. I met Isaac Hayes Jr., who just raised $10 million
for his app.
Baby.
Wow.
I literally
fan base.
I was just like, I need to be over there too. Hello, let's talk. So Amazon has been really good to me as far as really bridging the gap and getting you where you need to be and talking, getting you in the rooms and learning the Amazon way, the business. So I'm kudos, Amazon. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to Amazon. That's amazing.
Yes,
that's an amazing.
They're very good with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was something I was going to ask you about business, but I'm sure it'll come back to me. But one thing I did see, are you still in GNC stores?
So with GNC stores, I was there for a pilot of time, and so now we're pivoting. I'm literally in rebranding mode, but also looking at a distribution deal that I'd be able to expand further.
Yeah.
Because what I had in Atlanta was 5 stores. I'm still in a beauty supply store, but I have an opportunity to be in many more stores. And so that's what we're working on for closeout this year and get everything done. So I'm really excited about that. I say it's like you pray for these things, right? And you cry, you roll around the floor, you do all these. Maybe that's just me.
No, it's me too.
Be fussing and cussing, and then when it's literally changed, I feel like, for me in the last 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like some real stuff.
Yeah.
And
like,
I
what do
said,
you
Lord,
attribute that to? Just the consistency?
I will say that to that, and I'm also part of, I have to shout out these organizations because they're doing such great, amazing work, especially Black businesses. I'm a part of New Voices Family, which is the Madam C.J. Walker Institute. When I say our mentors are just pivotal in our cohort, I've learned so much about myself. I learned so much about business and how to move the scale.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to progress and progress in the right way, so you're not going down the wrong path again, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also part of another cohort, but I can't mention it for some reasons. But I've just learned so much about business in that way, because what I did learn about myself and what they kind of help you to have more insight about, we take business like personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's my baby, and it is personal, but it's business.
Yeah.
And what I was sharing with everyone that's here, that's listening to the podcast, is that you have to look at it as an extension of you. It's not you. And most people in other communities, they look to create business and they sell them. They get acquired.
Right.
They set them up to do what they need to do and move on. And we want to just hold it and babysit it and feed it and nurture it and put it to bed. No.
And it seems like what I've experienced, well, not experienced personally, but what I witnessed is like when a Black person sells their business, like, you know, the other people are doing, it's almost like people look at you like you're a sellout or something. Like you,
yeah.
I don't know.
And I think as I'm learning, I don't know all the ins and outs, but in business, there's things, ways you can structure your business so you can still be, you know, very much aloof apart. But at the end of the day, how do you make change if you don't create the generational wealth to make change within your community?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to understand that. I didn't know because I didn't take business in school. And I think that's, I really feel in the school systems, we should really advocate to have that, because that's why I feel a lot of us are in debt. I've been in debt, just struck, you know, not knowing how to save, not knowing what business credit is, not knowing these things. If you're not exposed to it, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. So you're behind the eight ball. And so, you know, I know we have real talk now, but you got to understand that thing. It's cute. Oh, I'm going to make this product because I'm talking about myself 2 years ago, right? I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you don't have no plan. You just going to make this product, girl.
Yeah. Because I was going to ask you too, like, there's a lot of people who have like body care, you know, products, scrubs and everything.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that you're, you know, conscious of the ingredients and what you're putting into it, what do you think sets you apart and contributes to the success that you have versus people who just, you know, they kind of stay stagnant in what they're doing?
Yes. I think what sets my brand apart for something to be a disruptor is that I lead with empowerment. My brand, we stand up on empowering people to have choices in whatever products they choose to purchase, right? Because especially for when we have not always had choices on what has been offered to us, that's going to be, you know, vegan, eco-friendly, all those things. And so I empower people to be able to have those choices. when I was growing up, going back to my childhood, you know, when I looked on the shelf, that one in, you know, you had, I ain't gonna name no names, but you had certain brands, and that's just what you had. Or you, you know, if you was poor or without, I was telling somebody on another show, sometimes you had to put some water in that thing and stretch it. To make okay. some look at
I be hating that when I see people still doing that. I'm like, we don't have to do this no more.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, it's a reality. I know they're going like, what in the hell are you talking about? It's true. You know somebody who do this. And so, and then you stretch it and it's not even the best product for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you wonder why we have fertility issues and autoimmune diseases and all this stuff. And so I really wanted something to go along those lines because like you said, there's so many different products out there.
Yeah.
When people hear my story and the passion, I'm not just speaking for me. I'm speaking for so many people. So many families have been affected. And so, you know, my goal next year for 2024 is to really work with some other organizations to actually expand that voice and really talk about empowering and really when it comes to unfortunate situations about infertility or things like that, really be able to expand the brand and build a voice and be able to support them as well, you know, and other sponsorships and things like that. So I'm working on some things. I feel it's more than just getting a sale. It's more about longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And how is this going to change the trajectory of your life?
Yeah. Absolutely. Where are you from?
I know I sound real country and up north and West Coast. So follow the map. I was born in Chicago. I lived there when I was very young, I think 2 or 3. But my mother was from West Point, Mississippi. Shout out to West Point. It's like a town. And then, but my father was from Chicago. So they moved to Mississippi, but they ended their relationship and he ended up staying and she went to California. So you hear between Cali, LA to the SIP, as my husband called me Calisippi. And he's from up north. So it's no telling what you hear right now. It's a little bit of everything.
So where do you live now?
I'm in Atlanta. I've been here over 20 some years.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Yeah. ATL, like
the Mecca for black owned businesses right now.
Where are you?
I'm in DC.
I got people up there. I got people up there. I got people up there.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In DC, yeah.
Cool fees. I love it.
I was planning to move to DC before I moved. When I came to Georgia, I wasn't supposed to stay here. I was planning to move to DC, but then I met my husband within 2 months. He locked me down, girl.
Got you. She ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
I love it.
I'm trying to pass through.
What kind of role does he play in your business?
Supportive role. My husband is very reserved. We are definitely polar opposites. But he gives me balance when I get to the shiny lights and oh, let's do this. He's like, look, no. Because mm-hmm. you need somebody like that. I don't like it all the time. But you need to have that balance. So first of all, you don't get in trouble, spend all your damn money, right? And help you to center. My husband, his support comes from bringing his community. That's how I was able to get the bridge to gap with Black Men Run and just him talking about the business and the importance of skincare as well, because now men are kind of getting into that little bit.
They into it.
You got some personal stories.
Oh, yeah, I do.
They're kind of getting into it. And so, you know, that was refreshing because, you know, of course you want your spouse or your significant other to be supportive with some way. Like, he ain't about to be making no butters and stuff. He ain't about to do it. He cooks. That's why I eat good. That's why I'm thick.
Okay.
So I make the butters and he cooked the real food. So that's how we... that's what we do. He has our daughter downstairs taking care of her. So that's how my husband supports me. And so I'm very appreciative because it, you know, not everyone has it. So I'm very blessed.
Yeah. So you are still actively doing social work.
I am. I'm crazy.
And you got this business. How are you doing this? Like, I don't know. You said something about 1500 orders for the men's run and you got retail.
I do.
You got your own orders.
And I have a private practice.
A private practice for what? Aesthetics?
I'm a therapist too. I do that. Yeah. So I'm just.
You Jamaican.
I found I'm Nigerian.
My family's Jamaican, so I like to crack that joke. Like, I'm definitely, you know, I got my hand in a few things too, but you got me
so
beat.
I really don't be trying to. I just think it's like, that's what I saw from my parents. I don't know any other way, but I'm really trying to get down to one. I really am. But I love what I do with social work. And so I really had to make a decision this year to say, hey, you're going to have to transition at some point, because I really want to really push my business and scale it and where it needs to be. And even with therapy, you know, cutting back on that. So I love what I do, but I have to make a decision. So that's, it's tough. It's tough. I've been doing it over 20 some years. So it's a tough thing, but I'm ready for my next chapter in life.
Yeah. How do you plan on, do you have like a strategy already for how you plan on working yourself out of the corporate world and doing this full time?
I do, but I don't want them to know that.
Yeah, you got to share it. But like, how do you, like, if you were to give somebody advice, because there's a lot of people who want to be full time in their businesses, like, it's like the surface stuff of like how you prepare to make that transition.
Yes. I definitely encourage you to use the tools to write it out, and make sure you understand your business first and foremost. Like, when you hear terms, value proposition, your vision statement, your mission statement, when we're talking about, even if you don't, business plans I know can be very cumbersome, but just do a one pager to keep you on track to where you need to be. Where you talk about scale at the level where I know my brand could be a multi-million dollar business. I'm around people, I've been exposed to people who started off like me, you know what I'm saying? So I know I can obtain that, but to kind of, you have to do it in steps. You got to give yourself time. I had to slow myself down. That was the first thing. I was doing too, I was growing too fast with nowhere to go. Let me say that again. I was growing too fast with nowhere to go, because literally all I wanted to get was making free products, sell them at a pop-up shop. Then I got the Walmart situation. I was able to do that, which I was very great. Then it went to this, and I didn't know how to manage all of that. Now I'm much better. Like, no, sometimes you have to slow it down to create, make sure you have the right team. When you hear back-end stuff, making sure your systems are in place. So when you get that flood of clientele, you're able to make sure it's an easy transactional experience for them, and that you are communicating with them, right? And then you also have the team that can do your marketing, your branding. I'm just learning to slow it down, but get the right people in place. But know your business all around. So give yourself some time. You know, if you have to do funding, raising funds, know why you're using funds, because investors are going to want to know. They're like, I'm not about to just write you a check. Now, if somebody does it, that's amazing. But for the most part, you know, you have to put those things in place. So I'm giving myself some time, because health insurance is real. And so
you got responsibilities.
I have responsibilities. I can't just go. But yes, I definitely say give yourself, you know, I would say 2 to 3 years, because you want to make sure your finances, your personal finances, in order, and your business finances in order. Because you got to have money sitting aside to pay these people. You got to have reserves and inventory.
Reserves, inventory, like stuff that go wrong at the warehouse, flood. License.
Yes, insurance, business license.
Wow, it's so much. It's like
certifications.
I just feel like it just looks so glamorous to, you know, have a business and to be an entrepreneur, but all the things that, all the moving parts on the back end, it's like, whoa, like, what did I get myself into?
that part that was the real, I was like, oh, I'm not where I need to be. Having attorneys, having accountants.
And all these people, would you say, like, they're just like, I don't know the word, not freelancers, but you just pay them as you need them, or they're like on constant, like, payroll?
I'm not there yet for payroll, but I do contracts.
Contract. Yeah, okay. That's
so, and then even with contracts, I would say for people, like, because I've gone through this experience too, is that, you know, people be real quick about, oh, I'm going to do a 90-day contract, you got to pay me. No. So you have to know how to advocate for yourself too and not get duped, right? And ask for references. I don't want just your Instagram post. I need five. I'm telling y'all, get five references. And you ask that reference to send their work to you.
Yeah.
because you know, everybody is not legit. So you need to make sure you hire the right people, but and give yourself time to add those people to your roster, and get NDAs, non-competes. Make sure your paperwork is tight. You can't, because you don't want anybody taking your information and giving it to the world and things like that. So you have to protect yourself. It's a lot. I know you're looking at me like, girl.
It is a lot. That's why I've hesitated for so long, because people always ask me, because I'm a makeup artist. I didn't even tell you that. I'm a makeup artist. So people always ask me.
I say, you cute. We got a partner.
Yes. People always ask me if I have products or something. I'm just like, I don't, because I don't even know if I could handle all of that. Like, because if I do it, I know I'm going to want to like be great. Like, I don't want to just be basic at it. So I'm just like, I don't know if I'm ready for all those things.
But you know what? What I've learned, especially being in the room with different businesses at different levels and people that are doing a high end, is that, because I'll be honest, I started off too big. I had too many, I had a lot going on. And that's not what you need, because then you confuse the customer. They don't know what you're selling, what you're not selling. Mm-hmm. That's why I had to break it down to the body butters and the sugar scrubs, right? But for you, for makeup artists, you know, you're dealing with skin. So even if you don't want to come out with a skincare line, you can do something with whites. I mean, it's just different stuff that you can come up with, mm-hmm. To help with the skin, because yes, you are makeup artists, but you also want people to have great skin. So they do, you know, people, their skin got to be together.
Yeah.
There's only so much makeup can do. Okay. So
I'll be trying to tell them. You got to take care of that skin if you want the makeup to lay and look a certain way without filters and all of that.
Filters have ruined the world, but I'm always here for a filter though, but they have ruined the world because they don't tell the truth, honey, sometimes what you're dealing with.
It's no shame. Even sometimes when I see people that I actually know and they use a filter, I'll be like, now girl, you don't even look like that. But that's a story for a different day. That's a story for a different day. But I feel like you are doing so much, and I feel like a large part of what I observed about you so far is like you really advocate for yourself, where a lot of people are afraid to like put themselves out there and like just go for it. Do you have any advice for people like that? Because a lot of people are afraid of no. A lot of people are afraid of what people may think or how it's perceived by people if they're always promoting their business or like any advice on that?
The PC way I'm going to respond, right? I had to get there. So let me be honest. I had to get there. Let me be candid. They told me to stop using words. Honest, let me be candid. What I've learned about myself, and then I would tell this to the younger version of me or a younger person, or older person, is that you can't really care about what other people think. You really have to take, you have to put your blinders on, because you only have one shot and one opportunity. And you may be trembling. You may be about to pee on yourself. But you know what? I'm going to still try. I'm going to still talk to this person and get the confidence, because if you really want something, if you really want to create change for yourself and everything that you talk about, you got to put yourself out there, because you just never know what people are going to say. You don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
You never know who you're going to talk to. And I mean, I literally met Oprah, like she came to my church. This was some years ago, my previous church. And when I am meeting Oprah, is like meeting God. That's how I look at it. There's God, there's Oprah.
It's like the sky opened up and she just floated down.
I mean, when you're able to hold Oprah Winfrey's hand and just have a whole conversation with.
I'm waiting for that moment. I've seen so many of my makeup friends taking pictures with her. I'm just like, I'm just waiting to be Oprah one day.
It's just, you just, when you have that experience, like I could talk to anybody. You have to know that you are supposed to be in the room. Mm-hmm. I think how we may be raised sometimes, or how we may experience things, we become there like, oh, I'm not supposed to be. I'm out of place. You were you supposed to be, and you need to own it.
Mm-hmm. I have those conversations with myself a lot.
Mm-hmm. You own it. Literally, like I said, I was talking to Forbes. I had no idea this. I thought it was another, you know, business owner. And she's like, oh, I'm with Forbes. And another person was like, yeah, I'm the videographer editor for Forbes.
And that's why I always tell people, because Friends and Beauty started off as networking events before I started the podcast. And I just always tell people, talk to everybody. Like, don't judge people. Don't judge a book by its cover. You literally have no idea. That one person could just change the trajectory of your whole life and your business just from you saying hello.
Like, exactly. Because that's what they wait. Sometimes people just wait on, like, okay, who's going to be, are you bold enough? We're so bold. Let me say, like, we're so bold in so many other things that have no merit. Mm-hmm. Why won't you be bold and advocate for yourself if it's something that you really want to do and make change? I don't care if you don't have all the pieces together. It's not going to be perfect. You may be stumbling on your word, but people do give grace. I think at this time, people really love authenticity versus you come and sound like you rehearse. You know, you have time to get, if you want to say, polished and all that stuff like that. But if you know your why and understand your purpose, stand in that thing.
Stand
right,
in it.
Right. Stand in it, honey. Wig crooked. I crack jokes. I'm like, I was on this call with this vice president today. I said, look, Addie had this wig on, honey. I said, ma'am, I really want to comb my hair for you today. And she just fell out laughing. This is the vice president of a big company. And so you have to just be who you are, but know your stuff too, right? Mm-hmm. But my sister said, don't ever do that again.
But it's real, though. She might be feeling the same way. She'd be like, girl, I got this wig on.
She did.
Like,
that's how she feel.
You know? You just got to be.
It broke the ice. It made things, I feel like, it wasn't so serious and just, you know, let's talk about these numbers. But we actually had a really great conversation. They really understood kind of who I was at that point. Like, okay, it's very important about, yes, I'm playful, but I'm also professional. I'm all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, got the different layers of Laurencia.
Yes.
I love this so much. Like, I could see your brand being like really huge. Ooh, you should have been like, Oprah, give me on a list of the favorite things, girl.
I'm working on it.
That'd be so vicious. Oh my God.
Shout out to my PR team. I got to shout them out. Shauna and Nigel, they have been amazing. We're working on it.
Yeah. How do you know when you're ready for PR?
When I felt I could, I was at a bridge. I was like, I can't do no more than what I'm doing right now because that's not my lane. And I said, this is when you have to know, go to the professional. Cause it would take me forever to figure stuff out. They could do in probably 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I struggle with that sometimes. I'm like, do I need PR? But I think I do a pretty good job by myself, but I'm like, I feel like PR would get me like opportunities that, or just put me in other places that I wouldn't necessarily have access to on my own.
Yes.
I'm not thinking that big, you know?
But you have to, you know, if you're ready to expand and to grow and you're getting your back end stuff done, because it can be detrimental to, like, in the case of products, right? If you got your stuff set up and you get flooded with, say, 10,000 orders, this is going to be real bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad. But you have to understand when you're at a certain pivot too, like I'm saying, I know where I'm at for me to really scale and to build this traction, what I need. I have to reach out and have someone who understands this side of marketing and who does it at a high level.
Yeah.
Once you're there, I tell people, you get your other stuff together first. Know your business. Get your traction, and then you hire, and then you interview people. You know, just because they say they PR don't mean they may not be the best PR team for you. They need to have experience in what your story, what you're trying to create.
Yeah, yeah. Because I tried before, and I had to let her go. It didn't last that long. It ain't last that long. I was like, "What are you really doing with my money? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't see anything happening. There's no movement."
Yeah,
but that was a while ago. So when it comes to just like your legacy, you have children, you touch so many lives already just with the work that you do with social work and therapy. Like, oh my gosh, you do a lot. Like, what do you want your legacy to be in particular with the Brooklyn Sky Collection?
For the Brooklyn Sky Collection, for legacy, I really want to see, this may be big of me, but I'm gonna say it here first. I really want to create, Brooklyn's got to be involved in some capacity with HBCUs because there's so many, I think sometimes we don't have the opportunities, and even though Brooklyn Skye is a skincare brand, but that's a STEM program too, because you're creating, you know, a science. My mother was a chemist. So to me, that's like a give back to her to be able to create that empowerment. Because I guess it's going to be for my children, but it's so much bigger than that. I want to be everybody auntie, everybody mama, and that they have those opportunities to be, able to be creative and learn about business, learn about how to create. If they don't, I don't care if they want to make cookies, but just give them an opportunity. Sometimes that's what all we need is to have that versus it's lacking sometimes, or they may not have money to pay for certain courses. So I want to create a partnership, a long-lasting partnership with HBCUs in some capacity. So I'm manifesting that thing. Boop, boop.
Yes, you might have to do like a partnership with or collaboration with Support Black Colleges. You seen that brand?
Send it to me.
Yeah, Support Black. They're like huge. They do apparel, but I feel like, you know, you got to protect your skin under the apparel.
All the above, honey. Can't nobody have, I was about to say something real bad, but we'll need to have the ankles ashy. I'm about to shout somebody out and they're going to get me. So I ain't going to do that.
And not be ashy. The weather is changing, you know.
Yes.
Can't be ashy. Take care of skin. Support Black Colleges is like a really big brand right now that's like killing it in like the e-commerce space and all types of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have to hit them up in the DMs.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. Yeah, so is there anything that's coming up that you can share with us? I know the holidays are upon us, but anything that you could share?
Yes, sharing with you guys, with your audience, we have our holiday discovery set, which has our pumpkin, pecan waffle, our sweet vanilla chai, our cinnamon, you know, I told you I like stuff bakery, ooh, right? With food, and then why am I having a brain fart with this? Because I'm thinking about my best sellers too. That's there, and it's body butters or sugar scrubs, and our flagship product, Unicorn Dreams, Midnight Bourbon, Strawberry, Unscented, will also be in those packages. So please, please go ahead. Can I shout out my website?
You sure can.
Okay. So go ahead now, Pumpkin, because we have amazing special now before Black Friday for five for $65. That is a steal because one is 25. So you want to jump on that in the next 24 hours.
Dang, see, this is going to come out after the holidays, but I'm going to have to jump on it myself.
Jump on it now because Black Friday, I'm going to do something different. But jump on that because with those orders, I'm trying to get everybody's orders out the first part of December. Because I know they're going to want them and, you know, people are going to be traveling and things like that. So 24 hours. So the website is Brooklyn with one N, SKYCO.com, BrooklynSkyCo.com. And my Instagram is BrooklynSkyCo. And my TikTok, they say, is Brooklyn Skye Collection altogether.
Got you. I love this. Okay. Thank well, before you. You go, Larissa, I got to ask you the Friends and Beauty rapid fire questions. So we get some more nuggets from you.
Yes.
So whatever comes to your mind first, you could just go ahead and spit it out. But if you need to elaborate, you can too.
Okay.
So the first one is, what are the top three keys to your success so far?
God, family, and myself.
I know that's right. You can't count on yourself. Who else? How do you measure your success?
How do I measure my success? When I receive the feedback from my community, that's when I know I'm making it. Because to me, when you're just in your own head, you may think it. You think you're doing something, but if who you're providing information to the products, if they're not even really not responding, we ain't going nowhere. We need to kind of reassess and revisit and change some things up. So of course we're going to say finances, but it's so much bigger than finances. Yes, a part of it, but you also want, you can make sales, but I want longevity. I want forever money.
And this for the long haul.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. What's the best advice you've ever received or a piece of advice that's always stuck with you?
Oh, you're going to make me cry at the end of the doggone podcast. You would do this. Okay, Oprah. One, and I'm probably going to say it wrong because my sister said this, not how my dad said it, but my dad, because my dad has passed away now, but he will always tell us and remind me when I would talk to him on the phone, he would say anything in life. He said something to the effect of, don't allow things to hinder you because it will. It was something to that context. But I was like, what do you mean by that? What I took from that is that if you lose sight and get distracted by everything that's kind of going around, you're not paying attention to what you're supposed to focus on, you will. You're going to go down a rabbit hole. You're going to go the wrong direction. Sometimes that may be your journey. Sometimes it's not, because we could have just stayed on course to avoid all of that. So I tell people, you know, when you make mistakes, yes, that's a part of your learning. But let's try to minimize it. Let's not keep making the same mistake.
Yeah. I like
that. Let's quiet the noise.
Quiet the noise. I love that. That's so crazy, because I just had a email pop up that had like the same kind of headline, like quiet
really?
The noise. That's crazy.
Quiet. Girl, confirmation right now.
What advice would you give to another entrepreneur or skincare brand owner who is just not seeing the results that they want in their business, and they're just like, I'm gonna just stick to my corporate job, forget the exit plan, like I'm gonna just stay here.
Ooh. I'm in a place where I can say that now. If you ask me that, sometimes I'm like, girl, leave. Run. But I already use the word consistency, but sometimes we got to take accountability on, we got to write it down. I'm very visual. So I have to, let me create this box. What did I do? What was my part that I'm going to own?
Mm-hmm.
How can I pivot? Right? I'm always about reflection. That's probably the therapist in me. Let's reassess. Let's reflect. How could have been different?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can always change the trajectory of anything, but we have to take the time to take accountability. And if we don't know, ask someone who does.
Yeah.
Ego a lot of times get in the way because we don't want to tell people we're failing. You want to fail. I heard this, I think it was from Denzel Washington or somebody. He had a quote. That's a part of the journey.
Yeah. How are you going to avoid that?
How are you going to know what you need to change? I think there's so many lessons that you learn from that. I know that's what I took from it. I said, okay, because I knew I shouldn't have did that. That probably wasn't what I was moving too fast. I need to slow down. I should have focused on this, and that gave it time to build.
I love that advice.
Yeah.
What is a resource that has helped you or helps you in your business that you can share with the Friends in Beauty community?
I would definitely encourage, if you are looking to start a business or you're in a business and you feel you need mentorship, I would highly encourage you to apply for New Voices Family, Madam C.J. Walker Institute.
Okay.
When they have openings. Any cohorts, Fearless Fund, I'm thinking with Amazon Black Business. So look at everything that's out there that's available. Apply. Don't be afraid. Lay yourself on the altar, as I say, honey.
Mm-hmm.
People love to hear your story. It can be 10 beauty brands, but your story resonates with whoever's reading it. Like, I want to hear more. I want to see their journey. People love to see you win.
Yeah.
They love
they
to see you
win. They have a part
win.
Of it. They want to be associated with,
yes.
with the winning. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so, and it's okay if they don't respond. Keep going. I literally applied, I think, like 3 times. And I got into 2 cohorts this year within 2 days apart. Consistency.
Wow.
Well, 3, really, because of Amazon. I mean, these are like heavy programs that that have really provided extensive resources. And you just have to utilize them. So once you get in the room, be ready to rock and roll.
So true. And the consistency part is like, imagine if you had applied to those places and you ain't posting on Instagram in 2 years. They gonna come to your page like, she is not serious. Like, why would we even choose her? So that's why I tell people, just keep doing it.
Do your best, honey. Just get it out there.
That's all you can do. Yep. So the last one, I just want you to fill in the blank. Just say, my name is blank. And the key to longevity and success is whatever you think it is, personally.
My name is Laurentia. And I feel that key to success or longevity is, I sound like I'm in a pageant, honey, when I say this, but I really believe in this. You really have to find your inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all this stuff around you, money, things called, if you're not at peace with yourself, you're not going to be able to enjoy it. You don't want to be able to enjoy your family. And I really feel that you need to be, you need to have your core support around you too, to keep you sane.
Yeah.
When all this stuff is going on, because they don't care. Like, I love kids. Kids gonna keep it 100. They don't care about what you got. All right, I'm hungry. I'm missing it. I don't care. You got
nothing about no orders getting packed.
I don't care about
I'm hungry.
That. I'm hungry when we go into the store. And I love that keeping the simplicity of life, mm-hmm. reminding you to be gratitude. That's what I want to get to. Gratitude is key with all that. That kind of encompasses everything.
Yeah, I love it. Before you go, I know you shared it already, but just to tie it all together, please share your Instagram, your website again, so people can connect with you and follow the journey.
Oh, thank you. So on my Instagram is Brooklyn with one N, Sky, SKYCO. My TikTok is Brooklyn Sky Collection all together. And then our website is brooklynskyco.com. And thank you guys.
Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with another friend in beauty. Give it a thumbs up and subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review so that other friends in beauty can find the show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.